UK's PM May resigns from office. Standing in front of 10 Downing Street, UK Prime Minister Theresa May, who was often regarded as reserved and businesslike, became tearful when she announced her resignation on May 24th. "I will shortly leave the job that it has been the honour of my life to hold. The second female Prime Minister, but certainly not the last," she said, according to NPR. For May, 62, it was the end she had feared but could no longer avoid. After 3 years battling the issue of Brexit, she was resigning as UK Prime Minister, defeated at last. She claimed the position shortly after the 2016 Brexit referendum and the resignation of former Prime Minister David Cameron. May promised to guide the nation through a successful divorce with the EU, but struggled to do so. May's announcement came after she suffered a huge loss of confidence in her leadership among members of Parliament and Cabinet ministers, many of whom had become fed up with the ongoing turmoil over negotiating and renegotiating a Brexit deal, according to CNN. May believed that she had done everything she could to convince MPs to back her Brexit deal, but her proposals were rejected 3 times by the British Parliament. According to USA Today, the failure to reach an agreement was largely because hardline lawmakers from the Conservative Party did not feel the deal done with the EU significantly separated the UK from the EU. Meanwhile, many opposition Labour Party lawmakers were in favour of closer ties with the EU. "There are no ideal choices available, and there are very good arguments against any possible outcome at the moment," UK Justice Secretary David Gawke told BBC News. May's last official day as Prime Minister will be June 7th. Her resignation will lead to an election within the Conservative Party to determine who will take over as party leader. The winner of that election will also be declared Prime Minister, as the Conservatives still have control of the House of Commons. But even when May goes, the new Prime Minister will still face the same seemingly intractable struggle to get Britain's Parliament to approve a Brexit deal that is acceptable to the majority of lawmakers, former Conservative Party Cabinet member Ken Clarke told BBC News. Who will succeed May, and how will he or she solve the Brexit issue? Let's wait and see.